This is The Bad Horse Job, a Leverage fic written by Hal Berith and read by C. Welsh. This fic is... Nope. Straight away. Cool. So that's a good way to introduce the fact that this is being done for the No Makeup Challenge, which means this is going to be put out edited without being edited, just as I say it as it goes. So let's see how this goes. Summary. Hardison decides to take on the evil League of Eagle. Eagle? Summary. Hardison decides to take on the evil League of Evil. Parker doesn't like horses. Elliot has a headache. I know what our next job is, Hardison said, grinning as he sorted through the mail. Should be a fun weekend. Dealing with physical mail didn't usually make Hardison happy unless he'd ordered something, and these were all envelopes, not packages. Elliot frowned. Parker, however, hopped gleefully over the back of the couch. Ooh, what is it? A while ago, I sent out a test application to the Evil League of Evil, Hardison explained, holding up a large square envelope with some kind of horseshoe seal on it. Looks like they bought it. He slit the envelope open and somewhere bright driving music began to play. Then, as he stared, three vaguely cowboy-looking men appeared behind him and bounced gently in place as they began to sing. You've got a letter from Bad Horse, the thoroughbred of sin. He got the application that you just sent in. It needs evaluation, so let the games begin. A heinous crime, a show of force, a murder would be nice, of course. Bad Horse, Bad Horse, Bad Horse, he's bad. The Evil League of Evil is watching, so beware. The grade that you receive will be your last, we swear. So make the Bad Horse gleeful, or he'll make you his mare. You're saddled up, there's no record... You're saddled up, there's no records, it's Hi-Ho Silver, signed Bad Horse. And then, they were gone. Where did those guys come from? Hardison demanded. Where did they go? Parker asked, looking around. Elliot stared at Hardison. You decided to take on Bad Horse without telling us? Sure, Hardison shrugged. How tough can he be? I don't like horses, Parker complained. Babe, it's just a name. I don't think he's a real horse, Hardison chuckled. Yeah, he is, Elliot said angrily. And he's tough, okay? Damn it, Hardison. You don't get to be the head of the Evil League of Evil without... Wait, what? He's a horse? Hardison asked. Like an actual... Did you do any research for this at all? Man, Bad Horse is Bad Horse is practically a myth. Frankly, I thought he was that Josh Weedle guy's brother, but I think that was one of the singing horses. Nope. Oh, I'd love it if it was singing horses. Frankly, I thought he was that Josh Weedle guy's brother, but I think he was one of the singing dudes. He's a horse. Elliot crossed his arms and glared at Hardison. And he's bad. Okay, well, still... Horses, they're herbivores. How nasty can they be? At this, Parker stared at him in mute indignation. Elliot spluttered, Have you ever been bitten by a horse? Bitten? Hardison's eyebrows flew up. Elliot, it's me. I don't go outside where I could apparently be bitten by horses. They're not poisonous, right? No, Parker, horses aren't poisonous, Elliot sighed. They've just got big, flat, square teeth to chomp with, and I've seen Bad Horse bite someone to hold him in place while he kicked him. Hardison flinched. Yeah, I know that's bad. Bad Horse isn't a fun weekend job, man. I don't like how I did that. Bad Horse isn't a fun weekend job, man. I don't think that was any different. Anyway, let's keep going. I swear down. I keep forgetting that this isn't going to be edited. I think I did a better job of like going through all in one when I was drunk. Maybe I should do that again. Well, this doesn't have a specific deadline, Hardison said, glancing at the letter. We've got some time, but, what? I mean, when I sent this, I was kind of thinking about taking down the whole Evil League of Evil, you know? If it's just Bad Horse, somebody's eventually going to take over, Parker said thoughtfully. Right, Hardison pointed at her. Exactly. This way we have the element of surprise. The whole league? Elliot asked ominously. It's not actually that much worse, Hardison said. I mean, okay, Bad Horse himself, I messed up there. But the information on the rest of the league is out there, and honestly, since the whole Dr. Horrible Hammer Guy thing blew up, none of them are all that hard to beat. The worst one is probably Tor Merle, and he's not much of a challenge. That matzo bomb soup thing had the... That matzo bomb soup thing had an entire city constipated for weeks, Elliot growled. So we'll eat some raisin bran first, Hardison said, shrugging. Parker made a face. Seriously, I'm pretty sure one of the guys in my guild is part of the Minion. He's not a bad dude. It'll be fine. Elliot pinched the bridge of his nose. Parker, you okay with this? It's okay to not like this horse, she said, nodding. It'll be fun for me. No, it'll be good for me, and the job sounds fun. All right, Elliot said as they moved the last bubbling beaker into place. Now, Hardison, remember, don't oversell it. Hardison gave him a look from under the ridiculous green-tinted goggles. The goggles were shoved up on his forehead, revealing his blue eyebrows. His sweeping jacket, somewhere between wizard's robe and lab coat, was also blue with odd teal stains. Underneath, he wore an argyle vest. Underneath, he wore an argyle vest, black jeans, and leather boots, all also stained. I'm not going to oversell it, man. These are supervillains. There's no such thing as over the top. Elliot supposed he had a point. Okay. He glanced up where Parker was whispering to herself, dangling from a rig in the rafters. You still all right with this? She gave him a tight grin. Sure. I can do it if you're not. No, I've got it, she said, and then went back to her whispered mantra. Taste the horse, taste the horse, taste the horse. It's actually a cattle prod, Hardison said helpfully, supercharged. He's not a cattle, Parker said scornfully. He's a horse, and I'm going to tase him. She looked at Elliot. Get in position. Elliot nodded and went to lurk in the corner of the room. He was dressed in a variant of what Parker called... Let's try this with words, maybe, yeah? He was dressed in a variant of what Parker called his standard thug number 3 outfit. Beat-up jeans, boots, t-shirt, uniform, jacket. In this case, the uniform's patch was just a picture of goggles with lightning coming out of them. Hardison really had too much fun with this stuff. Okay, Hardison muttered, checking a monitor. They're here. He tapped a button on the intercom and let out the spooky laugh he'd been practicing, endlessly, for days, to complete the role of Kill Fry, mad science guy. Enter, honoured guests, he cackled. In just moments, there was the sound of feet and hooves outside the door. With the push of another button, the door swung open and Hardison stalked to the centre of the room, coat thing billowing behind him. Above, in the shadows, Parker tensed and Parker tensed and hefted her mega-taser. "Come in, come in," Hardison purred, spreading his hands. "Welcome to my lair. Bad Horse, may I call you Bad?" The end. Author notes, apparently the antidote to my insomnia is crackfic. This takes place post-season 5, and I am not yet post-season 5, so the leverage parts could be wrong. It also takes place once the promised sequel to Dr. Horrible, which will probably never happen, but let's say... This takes place post-season 5, and I am not yet post-season 5, so the leverage parts could be wrong. It also takes place post the once-promised sequel to Dr. Horrible, which will probably never happen, but let's say that there was some huge dust-up between Billy and Captain Hammer. Tom Morrell is from the extras on the Dr. Horrible DVD, where people submitted their own applications to the Evil League of Evil. He is the only applicant or league member that I remember besides Bad Horse, because I am apparently that weak for terrible puns, even if I need them explained to me. Matzah is very binding if that's all you're eating. Matzah ball soup has lots of other ingredients, means it probably wouldn't be a problem. But I wanted Elliot to have something food-related supervillainy to gripe about. Reading notes. So this was done for Voice Teen 2021. It's a year later now. For the no makeup challenge. Yeah, thought I was going to have more to say there. Oh yeah, Team Scarlet. So this was recorded for Team Scarlet, and as I said, for the no makeup challenge. Thanks for listening.